BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There's an investigation into the cause of an accident that claimed the lives of four people on the south coast. Two cars collided with a buggy on the R61 near Shelly Beach earlier today. Craig Buerta from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service says the road had to be shut while a medical chopper airlifted some of the injured to hospital.
It involved the buggy towing a trailer laden with potatoes and two other vehicles. The collision resulted in further two critical injuries and of two patients who had sustained serious injuries. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services paramedics provided immediate on-scene medical care.
Education authorities have confirmed delays in June payments for school assistance in all nine provinces. The Department of Basic Education says the recent pickets by KZN teachers over delayed school funds and recent floods in the Eastern Cape and Limpopo have caused setbacks. The department says the processing of the payments for the over 200,000 assistants began yesterday. It says they are being verified through a new central payment system. Spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga says the delays are frustrating but necessary to prevent fraud.
The issue of the payment is related to the verification that they have undertaken to make sure that we pay the right people at the right time and the right amount of money. After we appointed over 204,000 candidates who are participating in the BEI, so where we have completed, people have been paid, and where people have not undergone a full verification process, we have delayed the payment.
And he says all validly appointed assistants will be paid once the verification process is complete by next Monday. And South Africa is seeing a rise in vehicles being written off for minor damage due to higher repair costs driven by spare parts or shortages. According to Santam, the trend is being fueled by global trade tensions, including U.S. tariffs under U.S. President Donald Trump. The insurer says parts delays and price hikes, particularly from China and the European Union, have pushed insurance companies to classify repairable vehicles as total losses. It says this has increased pressure on commercial claims and the local insurance sector. And police have sealed off the center of Istanbul to block protesters from rallying at a mosque following allegations a satirical magazine published a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. Police clashed with protesters in the area late yesterday. They fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse them as they tried to storm a bar frequented by staff of Leman. The unrest began after Istanbul's chief prosecutor ordered the arrest of several of Leman's senior staff on grounds it had published a cartoon in its June 26th issue, saying it publicly insulted religious values. The magazine categorically denied the allegation, with its editor-in-chief telling AFP the image had nothing to do with the Prophet Muhammad. The top story, there's an investigation into the cause of an accident that claimed the lives of four people on the south coast. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas have claimed victory against Zimbabwe in their first test in Bulawayo. USA's Jessica Pegula suffers a shock Wimbledon exit as Novak Djokovic launches his bid for a record 25th Grand Slam crown. And the 2025-2026 season is set to kick off with the MTN 8 next month.